We used an awful lot of grease in the soap, and then we used quite a lot of grease with the... No, I don't know about that. But I know we used a lot of soap in the... A lot of grease in the soap.
In the soap.
Because I never could figure out, even when I got older, I questioned that. The soap, you put a lot of grease in it, and you use it to cut grease.
Cut grease. What other things do you recall? How did you bake, or what did you bake?
Baked everything we ate. We didn't buy anything from the baker shop. Baked homemade bread and pancakes for the pancakes for the stack all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was bought. I mean, you made everything.
What kind of bread did you bake?
Well, my daddy was a Dutchman, and he liked this old-fashioned brown bread, as he called it. And I really believe my mother even used bran in that. You know, like you feed cattle?
Mm-hmm.
I know she used something out of a big sack. We'd always go to the barn and get it.
I see.
We had a cow. Always had a cow.
Mm-hmm. What kind of milk products did you use? You'd milk the cow. Would you describe... the whole process from milking the cow, what you do with the milk, and so on. what did you use to milk into? What did you...
We used the milk for...
No, I mean, how did you catch the milk?
Huh?
How did you catch the milk? What did you use to...
To catch... You milked the cow... You went out twice a day and milked the cow, and I mean, that cow was milked regular. You might not eat a meal, but you sure milked your cow on time.
See. What did you catch the milk in?
In a big old bucket that you'd carry.
And what was it made of?
Tin.
Tin.
Big tin buckets. And it was very easy tipped over. I remember that because I milked the cow some.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'll tell you, the cow could just move wrong and tip that little old tin bucket. And you couldn't, because I sit on a little stool, a little homemade stool to milk the cow. Of course, the boys, I think they just stood up and milked the cow.
Mm-hmm.
But we always had a cow that would give quite a little milk, and it was, sometimes it would take the second bucket to fill. You'd have to get away from the cow long enough to get your other bucket or, you know, to start another bucket with.
After you finished milking, what did you do with the next thing? What was the...
What'd we do with the milk?
Yes, what was the next thing that you did with the fresh milk?
Well, it's according to who was milking the cow. Now, when my daddy milked the cow, when we were little children, and we always had a cow, each one of us children, the four youngest of us, we had our big tin cups, and we would go out to milk with our daddy. Regardless if it was even bad weather, we went out to get our cup or our mug. It was a big tin cup with a handle on them. We each one had our own. We'd go out and he'd take those cups and we'd more or less hold them and he'd fill them full of this warm milk right from the cow and it'd just be half foam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was good. And still warm.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to drink that. That was our... Even the boys didn't like it, they had to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And until we were 10, 11 years old, we'd go out with our tin cups as long when he was home and get it. But then, of course, when he wasn't home, like when the boys milked then for a long time, and then when I started milking, it was entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first and last whipping for milking a cow.
Is that right? How was that?
The boys were supposed to, and the boys, hired me to bribe me to milk the cow. And my daddy came home unexpected and found out that I'd milked that cow. And he said, "I'll teach you to milk a cow. That's the boys' job."